Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
From first to fifth, that's how far Singapore has fallen after losing top spot in the most recent release of IMD's World Competitiveness Rankings. And that sees Singapore trail the likes of Switzerland, Sweden, Denmark, and the Netherlands in terms of competitiveness. While Singapore still remains the most competitive economy, at least in the Asia-Pacific region, what were the factors that actually resulted in Singapore's slip? And what were some of the notable factors that actually shaped where countries stood in terms of global competitiveness? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we're joined by Dr. Christos Kabolis, who's the Chief Economist and Head of Operations at IMD's World Competitiveness Center. He joins us on the line now to talk about what shaped the competitiveness rankings, this recent release that is, and why Singapore placed in fifth spot. Dr. Kabolis, thank you so much for joining us today. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and in good health during these times. And welcome to the show, sir. Good morning to you out there.
Thank you. Good evening to you and to your listeners. Thank you for the invitation.
All right. So, Dr. Kabolis, let's start off with a broader view of the report. As we know, the last 12 months have been rather memorable. We just have to mention the COVID-19 pandemic, for instance. What do you think were the biggest factors that shaped the rankings in the recent result, in the recent edition of the 2021 Global Competitiveness Report released by you folks at IMD?
Exactly what you mentioned, JB. All the countries had to deal with two major challenges. The one was the health crisis, the pandemic, and the second one was the implication of the health crisis, which was the economic crisis. So there were different strategies for the pandemic, but there was one strategy followed by every country to deal with economic crisis. Mm-hmm. And this is the fiscal and monetary expansionary policy and provision of liquidity to individuals and firms.
All right. So let's zero in now, Dr. Kabolis, on Singapore's place. And what I did note, actually, when the release was made, actually, it was noted that physical geography, they said, played a part in Singapore's decline from the top spot, despite maintaining some of the facets that made Singapore the most competitive in the Asia-Pacific. Forgive me, sir, but barring a number of incidents of land reclamation, I don't think Singapore's geography has really changed over the last couple of decades, actually, neither for these countries that rank ahead of us. Could you please expound as to why physical geography played such an important role in Singapore's decline this year, especially when compared to previous editions of the competitiveness report?
Yeah, I would agree with you, and I don't know, this was probably an unfortunate mention. Physical geography of Singapore, in fact, played a powerful part in tackling so successfully the issue of the pandemic. In fact, being an island allows you to control much, much better the borders. And this is precisely what Singapore did. And the implication was to effectively and very efficiently deal with a pandemic. In fact, it is exactly the same reason why Taiwan, for instance, New Zealand and Australia dealt with a pandemic equally effectively.
So how did the physical geography actually play against Singapore's competitive this time? Because it was cited by the report.
It has not. The physical geography provided the opportunity to close effectively the borders. And of course, the implication of this mobility restriction affected the economy of Singapore negatively. So dealing with these two problems that we mentioned before, the pandemic and the economic crisis, in fact, there is a trade-off. And for some countries, Singapore, for instance, managed to deal very efficiently with a part of the pandemic, the implications of which were essentially the labor market and the increased public finance, led to some decline in the economic aspect of the report.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Dr. Christos Kabolis, the Chief Economist and Head of Operations at IMD's World Competitiveness Center. As we've noted earlier today in the recent release of the Global Competitiveness Rankings, Singapore dropped from first to fifth behind Switzerland, Sweden, Denmark, and the Netherlands. Dr. Kabolis, where does Singapore lack as compared to the top four that might have resulted in the loss, at least, of Singapore's place as the most competitive economy in the world? Where do you think we actually lacked as compared to these other four that have eclipsed us?
So let me reverse slightly the question and actually
sure.
Say that in this past year, 2020, which basically is what we get from for the 2021 report, in this past year, essentially, all the competitiveness fundamentals remain the same. The institutional efficiency, the rules of law, most of the infrastructure remain unchanged. So the aspects that make Singapore an extremely competitive country are there. What was affected was essentially the labor market, prices, the public finance budgets, and the mobility of goods and services. That is globalization. Globalization changed in some respect, and we were forced to adapt and change things that we were doing as well.
All right.
So it is not that it's lacking the educational system, for instance, of Singapore, that it's extremely efficient and very, very good, remains as such.
Dr. Kabolis, just to wrap up the interview, we always try to look ahead, and we are looking forward to the future editions of the World Competitiveness Rankings, at least, of IMD. What do you think might be the biggest challenges to Singapore's competitiveness profile in the years ahead?
So for the short run, I think the challenges are, on the one hand, dealing effectively with the unemployment, and especially the youth unemployment. So how the economy can generate more jobs, and on the other hand, how the economy can facilitate certain sectors that have been affected by the pandemic very much, like the hospitality and the tourism sector for Singapore. And then for the medium run is how Singapore will address some of the big issues, the big trends that we have globally, that is sustainable growth or green transformation or environmental sustainability. And how do we deal with a new form of globalization that we see?
All right. Dr. Christos Kabolis, Chief Economist and Head of Operations at IMD's World Competitive Center. Thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 here in Singapore to talk about the recent edition of the World Competitiveness Rankings. Dr. Kabolis, as always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times, and we look forward to next time we can have you back on the show.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.